Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are New Mexico State University CAMP College Assistant Migrant Program Director Martha Estrada and CAMP recruiter Ricardo Trejo to talk to us about the program and communities, collaborations, and involvement. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
You're welcome. What is College Assistant Migrant Program?
The College Assistance Migrant Program is a federal grant funded by the U.S. Department of Education to serve students who come from seasonal migrant farm working families. All students are residents or citizens of the country who either they or their family have done work in the agricultural fields. So our students come from, you know, areas such as Hatch, Deming, and various parts of the state. Ricardo is a recruiter, can speak a little bit more to that.
And Ricardo, how long have you been a recruiter?
I've been the recruiter for a year now. Since NMSU, we are in the southern part. We serve from Socorro, New Mexico, all the way down, all the way to Clovis, serving all of the students in the farming communities.
And how does the program serve the students?
The program provides academic, financial, and social support. We have a staff comprised of the recruiter, the director, and two advisors, a freshman advisor and an academic advisor. So our students receive intense advising throughout their first year of college and also when they continue on to their second year. But primarily during their first year, they have a set of requirements, like they have to submit monthly progress reports, attend study hours at our office. We have tutoring for them. We also provide them with opportunities like cultural activities. We require them to go to cultural activities with a peer mentor. They are assigned a peer mentor throughout their freshman year, which is pretty much like a big brother, big sister. And we actually call them compas.
Like compadres or comadres, right?
In addition to the academic support, as I mentioned earlier, we also provide them with financial support. There is a camp scholarship that the students receive to assist them with tuition or help paying off housing. Also, a meal plan. We do give them meal plan assistance. We want to make sure that they have food to eat while they come to college, whether they live on or off campus. That's pretty much what we offer.
So, Martha, how long have you been with CAMP?
I have actually been with the CAMP program for approximately 12 years. I've been at three different camps. I did start off as an academic advisor here at New Mexico State University. And after 7 years of serving as the advisor, which, by the way, Ricardo was one of my students back in the day, I moved on to the state of Washington to serve as director of the first camp program at the University of Washington, then made my way back home to northern New Mexico, where I served as director of the Northern New Mexico College camp. And I'm very, very happy to be back at New Mexico State University. I've served as director here for the past year.
And do you see a difference throughout the state and throughout the country of college assisted migrant programs?
The only difference, I think, is the crops. The students, obviously, in the state of Washington, we had kids who picked cherries and apples or harvested pine trees. Here in New Mexico, we've got our green chilies, onions, just to name a few of our crops. But every program is pretty consistent in providing the same service to students, focusing on their academic, financial, and social needs, and ensuring that the students are retained for the first year. As a federal grant, we have goals to meet, and the goal is that 86% of students be retained their first year. And at NMSU, we are lucky to always meet and at most times exceed that first-year retention.
And do the students work while they're going to school? Are they also working on the farms?
While they're coming to school, they're not necessarily working in the fields. Some of them do go back on the weekends and help their parents or during the summers. But for the most part, once the student is enrolled in camp, we encourage them to focus primarily on academics. The financial support that we provide them is in hopes that it can alleviate some of the financial burden. During the summers, we encourage students to participate in academic programs, internships, co-ops, We provide them with the information while they're here in school. And then the CAMP program, along with the College of ACES, work together to sponsor the medicinal plants program. We get a few of our students to do research on plants in the summer with Dr. Laura Rodriguez Uribe. And the students do go back home to help parents in the farms as needed.
Ricardo, how did you find out about the program? What grade were you in school?
So the first time that I found out about CAMP was when my sister was a CAMP student. She used to work at the onion sheds in Deming, New Mexico. She was recruited at the time, and she would come to the meetings, to the parent meetings here at CAMP at NMSU, and she used to bring me along. I was, I think, in seventh grade, and I used to come to the parent meetings, and I was able to meet Marta Estrada and the principal investigator, Dr. Cynthia Bejerano. So early on, when I was a young student in middle school, I knew about CAMP. So whenever I was ready to graduate from high school, I kind of already had a grasp of what CAMP was and what it did to help students. And I followed my sister's footsteps and joined CAMP.
And what was your course of study?
So as an undergrad, just like many students, I was undecided my freshman year. But after some guidance with the academic advisors from CAMP, I did some career assessments, and I ended up loving business. So I studied marketing at the business college, graduated with my bachelor's in business administration.
And now you're helping students like you were helped.
Correct. Yes. I'm currently the recruiter. So I go out to my hometown, Deming, and other areas in southern New Mexico, and I talk to students. I encourage them to think about higher education. I help them with the application process and help answer any questions that they have.
What have been some of the challenges in recruiting students?
So it varies, but a lot of the challenges that I see with students is the motivation to pursue higher education. A lot of students that I meet tell me that they, instead of going to college, they rather just work in any other type of employment. So one of the hardest things is motivating the students to come to college, to think about coming and getting a degree, which is beneficial for the rest of their lives.
And how do you motivate them?
So one of the things that I do is I tell them my story. So my story impacts them a lot, being from an immigrant family, myself, working in agriculture at a very young age, them being able to see me as an example. It motivates them, and it sees that it is possible. There's a Spanish term, the si se puede, and just being able to demonstrate them that it is possible.
Si se puede. Yes, they can. And Martha, what has been your passion about working with CAMP?
I truly enjoy serving the population that we work with. Their work ethic transfers from the fields into the classroom, into the program. I enjoy tremendously working with the parents. Part of the services that we provide include parent services or family services, meaning that a couple times a semester, we invite the families. We have the CAMP family meetings, and we invite them to come meet with us, ask any questions about the program. So we have these parent meetings where we invite community partners to come and share their resources. For example, this past weekend, we had five agencies come and share the services that would be beneficial for migrant seasonal farm working families.
What type of services?
We had, for example, the Amador Health Center come and share about the farm worker health program that they have, in addition to Help New Mexico. They have a GED program, which is our sister program, the high school equivalency program. They came and shared about their services to parents if they would like to work towards a GED. Also, CAFE, Comunidades en Acción y de Fe, came and spoke about the type of work they're doing to improve farm worker overall wellness. And who else came?
The Workforce Connection.
And how many participants did you have?
At the family meetings, we invite the parents or family members of all 30 participants that we serve. Our freshman cohort is comprised of 30 students. And we usually have anywhere from 20 to 25 families join us.
So they learn about community service, fundraising, social activities, and promoting leadership skills.
Correct. So we have a Camp Student Council, which is an ASNMSU chartered student organization. We have officers that oversee this council. I serve as co-advisor, along with Dr. Gabriela Moreno. Ricardo is very active as well. He attends these meetings. And in this student organization, that's where students focus on community service, leadership skills. And one example of the community service projects is the National Cesar Chavez Blood Drive Challenge that will take place March 18th, 19th, and 22nd. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We will have buses outside of Corbett Center Student Union for donors to not only go and donate blood if they wish, but also stop by and learn about Cesar Chavez and his legacy as an American civic leader. We will have information about the UFW, United Farm Workers, as well, and we invite the community to come and join us.
Is this the first time you've done this?
No, actually, the blood drive has been sponsored by the Camp Student Council for well over 10 years. It is a national challenge, so there are other camp programs across the country, as well as just institutions of higher education that participate. Now, the goal of this blood drive, as I mentioned earlier, to share Cesar Chavez's legacy, but also to increase the number of Hispanic blood donors.
Have a lot of Hispanics been resistant to donate blood?
I can't say for sure if there's resistance or there's a lack of opportunity. But at least for our students, when we say, you know, there's community service hours that you have to put in, they're happy to do so once they learn they don't have to donate. But once they are there and they learn that donating blood is not painful, but actually serves a greater purpose, we do have students donate.
And what is the importance?
So the importance of donating blood, of course, is to save lives. We want to be able to impact students and let them know that the little bit that they donate is going to save somebody's lives.
Well, this is really important to our community, to our campus as well. And I appreciate you both coming out and talking to us about the College Assistant Migrant Program Camp here at New Mexico State University, Director Martha Estrada and Camp Recruiter Ricardo Trejo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.